Well, welcome back, everyone, and Happy New Year to all the followers of This Week in ECAC Hockey. Great to be back with you. And joining us here, we have the captain of the Yale Bulldogs, Andrew Miller. Andrew, welcome to the show, and Happy New Year to you and the Bulldogs as you get ready to embark on the 2013 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, and happy holidays.
Well, thanks, Andrew. And so far, the Bulldogs 7-4-2 overall. A little bit of an up and down, a little bit of a roller coaster ride through the first half of the schedule. A great trip, obviously, sweep out in the Rocky Mountains there going back to late November. And since then, it's been a little bit of an up and down, and now an opportunity to play one of the nation's best teams in Boston College. You as the senior captain, a lot of responsibility on you, not only to play your game, but to lead this team. And what about the season so far? I know that there's certainly been some highs and some lows, and I'm sure you're looking for a little bit of consistency right now.
Yeah, well, you've described it perfectly. We've had some really good games. We've beat some really good teams. And then we've also had some not-so-good games. But hopefully we're looking to play a consistent, good, hard-nosed team game night in and night out. And we feel that when we can do that and when we can play our game, we can compete and beat anyone in the nation. And at the same time, if we don't play our game, we will most definitely have a chance to lose to any team in the nation. So it's a two-way swing, but we're looking for consistency out of four lines, 6D, and a goalie. And if we can find that, we know we can be in any game.
Well, and it has been a season so far where, as you mentioned, you've knocked off some of the top teams and maybe been a little disappointed in the effort in some of the others. Most recently, had an opportunity to play a team. You know, a lot of times it's when you catch a team and maybe caught RPI at the wrong time, a team that has turned things around. Similar to Holy Cross, a team that looks to be hitting their stride, and a game earlier this week that turned out to be a tight one that went the other way, a 5-4 loss to Holy Cross. Just to talk a little bit about the Bulldogs' most recent outing.
We came in and we did not play our best early on in the game. And they started out with a lead. We played a good third period and a good second half, but that's not enough to win games in college hockey. As I alluded to earlier, we want to play 60 full minutes of good Yale Bulldogs hockey, and if we don't do that, we're not going to put ourselves in a good position. They were a good team. They were fast. They were strong on the puck. They made good plays. They defended well, and their goaltending was outstanding. So we need to play better against them and every team to get wins in college hockey.
Absolutely the case. You got a team coming up this weekend, just one game to focus on. And that'll be a trip to Boston to take on Boston College. Boston College in a customary position, one of the top teams in the country. A little bit depleted coming into the game. They've had some injuries on defense. As they get ready to host your Bulldog Club coming up on this weekend's action. What do you know about this year's BC team? You have had some familiarity. You being a senior, you've had some familiarity with BC over the course of your career.
Yeah, we've played them, I think, twice in my career. Last year I was out due to injury, but they always have a fast, skilled, smart hockey team, and they play the game the right way. And I think last year went down to the wire as a 3-2 game, back and forth, but I expect the same thing this year. I mean, even though they're depleted, that really doesn't mean much to our team because teams end up playing harder and stronger when they're and they got guys out. They play more desperate. So we're looking for a good, fast, skilled hockey game. And I think we're up for the challenge.
Absolutely. Coming into this season, Andrew, you had a number of veterans that had posted some pretty solid offensive numbers up and down the lineup. What about, just to mention a little bit on your line mates, who you're currently working with as far as in-game with your line mates and how some of your skills are meshing together and functioning as a unit?
Due to injury, actually, for our team, we've been kind of mixing it up. We haven't had the same lineup, I think, in the last three or four games going back to before pieces of the puzzle together to try to make what we think is our best lineup. We got some guys like Ruffalo and Root back from injury, so we've been kind of setting our lineup and changing it throughout the week.
Yeah, good to be. When you look at it, health can be rather fleeting during the long college hockey season. You mentioned about getting guys back. Good time to get healthy. You've got this game with Boston College, and then right back to the rigors of a very tight ECAC race, and you'll be tested very early. You'll be making that long trek up to the North Country a weekend away.
Yeah, January and February are key months in the ECAC. That's where teams really separate themselves. And you can have a really good January and then move up in the standings, or you can really have a tough January. The ECAC is hard to win night in, night out, and you can put a string of wins together here in the winter season, then you will put yourself in a good place come March.
Absolutely, and Yale certainly has been in a good place a number of times during your career, going back a couple of seasons ago with your great run to the NCAA tournament. Looking at some of the notes on the Yale hockey team, I was intrigued to see you were selected as not only the best passer by your teammate, but also the best dressed. Would you take one over the other?
it's an honor here in the Yale Bulldogs team, but obviously best passer is what I pride myself on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that means it's a guy that you're a guy that other guys want to play with, so that's a pretty good indication.
That's a compliment.
Absolutely. And as far as being the best dressed, any designers that you prefer? I like to dress up. My responsibility is doing radio play-by-play for another one of the hockey schools that shall remain nameless. I like to get dressed up for the game. So just to talk a little bit about that, you must have done something to earn that award.
I try to put things together, but I need to increase my salary a little bit to be able to do anything exciting. To get out of the college summer job salary to really make it interesting.
Absolutely. You also, I got to note, the most unique hobby is fabric collectors. So I guess it's a good time to collect fabric while you're in college. And then, as you said, you get a little more affluent and a little different economic stratosphere. You can put that to good use.
Yeah, unfortunately, that hobby was news to me. So I guess it's a good trait to have, my teammate.
I had a feeling that might have been the case. Absolutely.
Possibly.
Yeah, I probably no truth to that. We'll lay that rumor to rest right here on this week at ECAC Hockey.
Let the world know.
Indeed. Andrew, want to wish you and the Bulldogs the best of luck. As you articulated, January and February, you know, like they say, that's when the men's league really gets started. And positioning in the league race, playoffs, NCAA aspirations are all decided. And I'm sure that you want to go out on very solid ground your senior year. Boy, the 4 years goes by from the time you're in the U.S. Junior Hockey League to matriculation. I'm sure it goes by very quickly.
Yeah, it's flown by, but it's been a great ride, and we're hoping to put a string of wins together here and come away with some good games, hopefully, here in the next few months.
Well, best of luck as you head to the stretch run, and best of luck immediately going up against the Boston College Eagles to you and the Bulldogs.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Andrew. Captain Andrew Miller of the Yale Bulldogs, our guest on this week in ECAC Hockey.